It's 7 minutes past 10. This Saturday, Holiday Gold with Gold Company is the program with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra taking the stage at W.K. Kellogg Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. And here to talk about it, our conductor, Ann Harrigan, and director of the Gold Company at Western Michigan University, Greg Jaspers. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. This is a collaboration that's long in the making. Is this the first time Gold Company and the Battle Creek Symphony have joined forces?
You know, I found out it is not. But it's been a long, long time ago. Nobody knows. Everybody seems to know that they've performed before, but it was well before my time. And we're trying to do a little bit of digging, talk to some people who've played in the orchestra for a long time. They know Gold Company's been there before. But Greg and I were talking, and he said it wasn't during his time, and it wasn't when he was singing, and it wasn't during my tenure. So it's been at least 15 years and maybe longer than that. How long has Gold Company been in existence?
We are in our 39th year of the program, so
it's a lot of years to choose from.
But there is quite a significant gap in time between when I was a student and when I came as director, so we've got some years to look at.
What excites you about collaborating with a full symphony orchestra? In fact, the oldest symphony orchestra in Michigan.
Wow. Well, that's the first time I've heard that piece of information.
This is established.
That's awesome.
We are very old.
Established
very old.
Before any of the others.
1899.
Really? So, that's very exciting. I think, you know, I'd love the opportunities I've had to sing with the symphony. And I'm really excited on behalf of my students that they get to put this music together with the symphony and have that experience. And I'm also just really excited about this particular music. I heard most of it when I saw the New York Voices on tour with the Boston Pops out in Southern California. And it's just wonderful, wonderful music.
Well, I'm sure the performance level was excellent, but they also have some great arrangers in their pocket, too. So to use some of the same clever, beautiful arrangements.
Indeed, yeah. But I think all of the arrangements we're doing are either done by Darman Meter, who's the tenor in the New York Voices, or Pat Hollenbeck, who does a lot of writing for Boston Pops.
Yeah. So someone who really knows what they're doing with vocal jazz.
Yeah.
And was it you that reached out to Greg and Gold Company?
Yes, it was me. I've been a huge fan of Gold Company for a kind of unusual reason, I'd say. I live up in Rockford, Michigan. And my daughter, who's now a sophomore in college, has had a direct benefit from Gold Company because Rockford Schools has phenomenal choral teachers, all of whom are GC graduates. Plus Steve Bowen, who's at Penfield Schools, is also a Gold Company alumni. And so I've seen the product of phenomenal musicians and teachers and educators that Gold Company has created, and specifically with Mandy and Jed Scott, mm-hmm. who you might know. And so I was really intrigued, and I've heard them and have wanted to bring them here. So when I contacted Greg and we started batting around the idea, the challenge was, where do we find the music? And so we started in October a year ago, and he really did the looking because he knew what his groups needed. And so I was so excited when we found that we could find music, that we could make this work. And I agree, these arrangements are, they really pop.
Now, I know when Gold Company and GC2 puts on the Miller Show, mm-hmm. they kind of run the show from top to bottom, from publicity and all of the arrangements and a lot of writing.
Right.
Is it that kind of intensive for a holiday show, or do you do a little more hands-on with this?
Yeah, no, this show is, they don't have to worry about the production side of things. They do have to learn their music, and they've been learning a lot of music lately. We've had a really busy fall, so for them, just the hustle to get these six pieces up and memorized has been a really fun challenge. But I also love that because it's the professional pace, you know. And it gives them a little taste of what the life we hope they're going to have is like. But no, basically, Anne and I would say, have been working on the production side of things and, of course, the production staff at Battle Creek Symphony. So,
yeah. What busy fall? Tell me more about some highlights.
Oh, boy. We kicked off the fall with a Randy Brecker collaboration, you know, and the other jazz
that
orchestra.
Was in Grand Rapids?
It was in Grand Rapids, yep. We've had our regular sneak preview. We had another private concert in Grand Rapids for a senior living facility organization, and then of course this and Choral Christmas. We just finished singing on Sunday night at Choral Christmas downtown, which was a real treat as well.
Joined by four other choirs at Western Michigan
University. Yeah, indeed.
Very nice. And this Saturday is the Holiday Gold Concert with Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra. And tell me more about the program and the conception of Holiday Gold that you've put together.
Well, this is our traditional Holiday Pops concert that we do every year. It's this Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and it'll be a combination of traditional works of some Carmen Dragon orchestrations. And, of course, Carmen Dragon was that great Hollywood Bowl director, and very lush orchestrations. Some of them are a lot of fun. We'll be doing a variety of tunes, everything from Carol of the Drum to sing-alongs, the First Noel. But one of the pieces that we're doing is more traditional. We'll play it later, the Corelli Christmas Concerto. So we're mixing things up a bit. A Gold Company will be performing on the first half and on the second half.
Terrific. Again, information on the concert is online at battlecreeksymphony.org. The number to call,
269-963-1911. 269-963-1911 or battlecreeksymphony.org, as you said.
Is Patrick still at the phone?
Patrick is right there.
Okay.
He is.
Okay, great. Why don't we take a short break and hear an example of one of the arrangements that we'll hear on Saturday. Greg, would you introduce this arrangement of O Little Town?
I'd be happy to. Yep, it's O Little Town of Bethlehem, and this is the New York Voices actually singing this particular arrangement of Darman's.
Till we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. Years of all the years are met in thee tonight, are met in thee tonight, are met in thee tonight.
What a fantastic arrangement of vocal jazz from the New York Voices, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And it's one of the selections that will be performed on Saturday by the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra with their special guest, Gold Company from Western Michigan University. Here in the studio, Greg Jaspers, director of Gold Company, and the maestra of the Battle Creek Symphony, Anne Harrigan. And this, the way you two are talking, even though you've just met, it sounds like this is just going to come off like clockwork. Like,
oh, yeah.
Let's hope.
No, I think it will, because there's, even though we've just met, there have been months and months of planning and details and a lot of people on both sides. I mean, our staff has been very helpful, and that's typically what happens with symphony orchestras. There's months and months of detailed work and hundreds of emails that go back and forth. For example, this week I actually built a web page for the symphony orchestra musicians with a very clear roadmap because, for example, that piece we just heard, you have to tell the musicians, because we only have two rehearsals, is it swung? What's the style of swung or the rhythm straight? You know, you can look at a certain part, and it can be played in one of probably eight different ways. And so all that, there's not really time in symphony rehearsal to lay that out. So we work that out in advance, and sometimes there's variations on the parts that we decide to do. All that's worked out ahead of time and sent to the players so that when they show up at the rehearsal, they're ready to go. I will say I added a little bit of humor this morning as I was emailing the musicians and saying that anybody who did not mark the roadmap into their parts would be obliged to sing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer in front of the orchestra.
I also heard you two discussing the fact that Gold Company is bringing its own rhythm section to join them with the songs.
Yeah. So we will. It's always a challenge too, especially when you're singing vocal jazz, where the vocalists are creating, more what in jazz we would call comping, like more chordal information. And so it's fun to put that together with the symphony. We were talking about finding music earlier too, and the challenge of finding vocal arrangements that will give the symphony enough to do and also work well together. But in this style, that does include rhythm sections. So our GC band will be tucked back there behind the symphony, and the vocalists up front. And we'll put all those forces together.
That is how GC operates too. I mean, you bring, when you put on a show, that you play the instrumental parts as well as the vocal.
Right. Yeah. So...
And altogether, you've done this many times before, incorporated a rhythm section or...
Yes, definitely. I mean, when we do a show with Doug LeBrecq, for example, we always have a rhythm section. And it's really part of Rex Richardson, but usually the rhythm section is part of our orchestra. It's our players, you know, so we have people. And so this is not unusual. The thing that is a little bit unusual is that usually the soloists don't bring their own rhythm section with them, so this has been a nice treat. So it does mean that there'll be a little bit of hot seat going on with the piano, because we will be our regular pianist and Greg's pianist will be sharing the bench. They'll be jumping off, on and off, a little bit of musical chairs, I guess.
Well, before we focus on some of the purely orchestral music in the program, I'd like to hear at least one more vocal jazz piece. And Alfred Burt is the one that I have queued up.
Oh, really?
What is this?
Great.
Tell me about this one.
Well, I mean, I just love this. I love Alfred Burt carols. And this particular orchestration is really, I don't know, it's just really exciting to me. It reminds me of another orchestrator that I really love who did some work for Disney. But the interesting thing we were talking about on the break is that I've just come to find out that my good friend here in town, Laura Healy, and her sister, Abby Batinas, Laura is married to Tony Healy, who was a jazz piano grad student here at Western. Their uncle Al is Alfred Burt. So all of these carols are their Uncle Al's carols, and so that's just a neat little tie to have to this
amazing
music. But this is a really wonderful set of carols and orchestration.
With the thoughts of joys in store, white the snowy meadow, wrapped in slumber deep and sweet, white the mistletoe. Following yonder star, Christmas bells are ringing, sing we all this happy morn. Lo, the King of Heaven is born.
You could be clapping too on Saturday at the Battle Creek Symphony when Gold Company sings a medley of Burt carols, Al Burt carols. My guests here today, if you just tuned in, are the director of Gold Company, Greg Jaspers, as well as the conductor of the Battle Creek Symphony, Ann Harrigan. The concert again Saturday at 7:30, 269-963-1911 is the box office, and battlecreeksymphony.org for more information on tickets and details. We've just heard another Gold Company selection, but the concert also is balanced by some purely instrumental showcases for the symphony itself. What are some of the things you have planned?
We've got a couple of tunes that were arranged by the great Carmen Dragon. One of my favorite tunes of his is America the Beautiful, but Carmen Dragon was at the Hollywood Bowl, directed there for many, many years, and he was well known for those lush kind of 40s, 50s style arrangements. And he has so many Christmas arrangements, it was hard to choose. But one of them we're going to be doing is called A Jingle Bells Fantasy, And I think he's taken Jingle Bells and done it in every possible style imaginable. It's really kind of fun. Another one is the, I'm trying to think, it's the Carol of the Bells, which I found out was conducted by Sherry Lewis, of all people. She was a conductor, or fancied herself a conductor, and she performed with symphony orchestras all around the country. So she commissioned an arrangement by Richard Heyman, who was very involved with Pops music, with the Boston Pops for many years. And so this Carol of the Bells arrangement, we're doing that. A wonderful sing-along arranged by David Wilcox, Sir David Wilcox, English composer. And we'll be starting off the show with the Corelli Christmas Concerto, which is something completely different. Arcangelo Corelli, just for strings, and it's a beautiful concerto grosso, which has an alternating between solo, quartet, and then the entire orchestra in the Baroque style.
Arcangelo Corelli would have written this for a more sacred event, perhaps, to be used in church alongside services at this time of year.
Yes, he would have definitely had this performed for churches, possibly during an offertory section, a time of contemplation. But it's wonderful because it has a series of dance movements, and it's one of the most famous of those early concerti grossi. The sound of it is absolutely gorgeous and sets off the beauty of that string sound.
And it celebrates the nativity in a minor key, G minor.
Yes.
Let's hear a little of it. That's music of Arcangelo Corelli, which is justifiably still one of the most popular instrumental pieces played at this time of year. It's his Nativity, Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, number 8. And Anne Harrigan, you're conducting the piece. It's such an intimate piece that I wouldn't say it needs a lot of organizational conducting, just sort of a setting the tone.
It's very much chamber music. Yeah. What it does require is a lot of rehearsing, especially because our musicians come from all over the region. We have people who come from as far away as Missouri and Ohio to come and play in the orchestra, and they all come with different styles. Many of our musicians come from different countries as well, and everybody has a different preconception of what this piece should sound like and should be played like. So the biggest challenge we have is not during performance, but in rehearsal, so that everybody's style is different, particularly with Baroque music, because there's about 1,000 different interpretations of how to do it. With a Tchaikovsky symphony, there may be 100, but with Baroque music, everybody's got a different opinion. And so it's always a challenge with a very short period of time that we come together, kind of mind meld.
Right, right.
And come to an agreement about what's going to work in a situation. An orchestra like what you just heard, that's their specialty. They do that all day, every day. It's a little bit easier.
They kind of live in the Baroque era. And yeah, it's like swimming in water
yes,
for them. But
I would challenge them then to flip and do vocal jazz and orchestra. So, which is one of the things I think the Battle Creek Symphony is really good at. We do the Baroque, we do Russian Romantic, we do. We haven't done country western yet. So
there's always next year.
Great so, Broadway.
Yes, exactly. We've got to be able to do a lot of different styles. And that's what our audience is like. They really like the variety that's presented. So starting off with the Corelli and then going straight into Carmen Dragon and O Little Town of Bethlehem after that.
Is there a Nutcracker happening this year, or is it every other year?
You know, we've taken a little bit of a break from the Nutcracker. We had been doing it every other year, and our subscribers have said, okay, we're ready for a little bit of a break. This is the first year that we've now gotten some people saying, oh, we really miss the Nutcracker.
Now you know.
So, you know, it may be that it may be coming back. It's been enough time now, I think, that people may want it back. But it's also something that's very traditional this time of year.
Well, I think there's a Nutcracker just tonight only at Miller. With the University Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, great.
Bruce Uchimura conducting the players of here along with the Moscow Ballet.
So, oh, that's fantastic.
So you can do that, and you can see the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra with Gold Company on Saturday. And full details are at battlecreeksymphony.org, 269-963-1911. Talk to Patrick.
That's right.
I'm stealing all of your best lines, Anne.
You've got it down.
So the Corelli opens the program, and then it begins a mix of some orchestral pieces and then vocal jazz pieces all together. You guys are working out a lot of things on the fly as we listen to music. Some soloists will be heard as well. Any other things we are forgetting to talk about or mention?
Well, we've got to have some surprises on Saturday night. And I've got some guest artists that may be making a little bit of a cameo that some folks may know, you know, from the community, but that'll have to wait. They'll have to show up to see what happens there. But we're going to have some fun with it.
Will Santa be in attendance?
Yes, Santa will be in attendance. As a matter of fact, thank you for mentioning that. He'll be there beforehand to be visiting with the youngsters, and then he'll also be making an appearance on stage, actually, during the next piece that we're going to play. And I'm going to talk about that with Greg in just a minute.
Well, why don't I play the piece so you guys can confer?
All right, great.
Here's another highlight, a preview of this Saturday's concert by the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra with special guest Gold Company.
Is coming again. He's got a sleigh full. It's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting. Just don't forget to hang your sock, cause he's coming down the chimney. Down, Santa's coming to town. We're waiting for the man with the back, Santa baby.
Yeah! Well, I hope everyone's in the mood now for a holiday concert with Battle Creek Symphony and Gold Company. It's coming up on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And here we are, just a few minutes of the last bit of this hour. Thank you so much for coming, Anne and Greg. Any last thoughts on the show?
Well, yes, I would say from talking to people, this is a great opportunity to reconnect with friends and bring family. I have had so many people, people who are coming in from out of town and visiting friends they haven't seen for a while, people who are bringing their grandchildren and their kids, and it's just going to be a very family-friendly event, and it's a wonderful opportunity to spend time with people you love and your friends, go out to dinner beforehand or afterwards, and just make it a wonderful evening.
Greg?
We're so excited to do it as well. Gold Company is really excited to play with Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra and share this holiday music together. And of course, we love jazz and to share that with the community and at a time when we all need to celebrate and, you know, slow down the pace and spend time together and maybe snap on 2 and 4 just a little bit.
And I should remind listeners that the arrangements we've heard this hour have been the New York Voices, terrific sounds from them. And what would you like to leave us with here?
There's a beautiful chart that Darman did. It's a cappella on Have Yourself A Merry Little Christmas, and Gold Company just sang this at Choral Christmas too. So if you were there or have perhaps seen it online, you'll get another glimpse of this on Saturday night.
Again, full details at battlecreeksymphony.org. Anne Harrigan and Greg Jaspers, thank you for talking about the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.